Well, thank you, Rochelle, and welcome to everyone who has joined us on the call today as we discuss Cameco's fourth quarter results, our progress through 2011, and our view of the future. We have several pieces of good news to report. Just yesterday, it was announced that Canada and China have agreed on a protocol to allow deliveries of Canadian uranium concentrate to the world's fastest-growing nuclear market. Once ratified, this will help us build our position as a key uranium supplier to China and grow employment and investment in Canada's uranium mining industry. We commend the governments of both countries for getting this done. Also announced yesterday was the news that the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission granted Southern Company a combined construction and operating license for two new units at the Vogtle plant in Georgia. These are the first new reactors to be approved in the United States for more than 30 years. Turning now to Cameco's fourth quarter and annual results. Well, 2011 was a year of global economic, political, and environmental challenges. In addition, the nuclear industry has felt the effects of the events in Japan in the way of new build slowdowns and lower uranium prices. But it was also a year of record performance for Cameco. For us, it has been business as usual and in some ways even a little better than usual. Our safety record was once again very strong. A number of our operations achieved important safety milestones. Cigar Lake reached 2 years without a lost time injury, Crow Butte reached 4 years, and Blind River reached an impressive 5 years without a lost time injury. Safety is an important part of our commitment to operational excellence, and we have worked hard to ensure a strong safety culture permeates the entire organization. 2011 was also strong from a financial and operational perspective. We saw high uranium sales volumes and record realized prices, which combined to generate almost $2.4 billion in revenue for our nuclear business, 12% higher than in 2010, and a record for the company. $1.6 billion of that was from our uranium segment. As we said throughout the year, our uranium sales were heavily weighted to the fourth quarter this year, and so we achieved record results for the quarter as well. Quarterly revenue from our uranium segment reached a record $731 million from 13.8 million pounds of sales volume. Overall, consolidated revenue for the quarter was another record at $977 million. Production was just as strong, coming in 3% higher than we had planned for 2011. McArthur River and Rabbit Lake performed particularly well. Our share of production from McArthur River was 5% higher than planned and matched the record production achieved in 2010. At Rabbit Lake, production was 6% higher than our plan at 3.8 million pounds. Production at Inkai, however, was down from 2010 levels. We had previously benefited from some built-up inventory that has now been drawn down, as well as the higher uranium grades that are associated with new wells, which are now beginning to mature. A key highlight for Inkai this year was the signing of a memorandum of agreement to increase total annual production from 3.9 million pounds to 5.2 million pounds. At Cigar Lake, we made significant advances in moving the project toward production, including completing remediation of the underground, resuming construction, and breaking through with the second shaft on the 480 level. In the MD&A, we announced some changes to the Cigar Lake project that will be detailed in the updated technical report to be released later this month. The report incorporates more comprehensive knowledge of the geology of the ore body and changes we have made over the year to improve the project, such as surface freeze and the milling agreement we signed to have the ore processed at the McClean Lake mill. The most significant result of these developments is an improvement in the economics of the project. The estimated average cash operating cost is expected to decrease from about $23 per pound to $18.60 per pound, which we're very pleased with. There have also been changes to the production schedule. While we still expect to ramp up to the full production rate by the end of 2017, the initial production period will be slightly slower than had been planned. This is a result of having lower ore grades in the initial mining panels, as well as our cautious approach to the project. Because of the challenges we've had in the past with the complex geology of this ore body, we believe it's important to take the time to ensure that the job gets done right and gets done safely. We've made excellent progress at Cigar in 2011 and look forward to producing our first pounds in 2013. While our uranium segment performed very well in 2011, where we did see some negative impact to our business as a result of market conditions was in our fuel services and electricity segments. In the third and fourth quarters, we decreased fuel services production due to an unfavorable market and unfavorable market conditions for UF6. And our earnings from Bruce Power decreased primarily as a result of lower output and lower realized electricity prices, although it remains a good source of cash flow. As we start 2012, our sales, revenue, and production targets for the year are similar to 2011. And as noted in the outlook table, we do expect exploration and administration costs to increase. For our uranium segment, we expect to produce 21.7 million pounds this year, and we'll continue on the path of increasing annual uranium production to 40 million pounds. It's important to pursue this goal now so that we're ready when the market begins to demand further supply, and the market fundamentals indicate that it will. Energy demand continues to grow around the world, and countries are taking a diversified approach to energy growth with an emphasis on energy security and clean energy, which means that nuclear continues to be a key component of the energy mix. Most of the 30 countries with nuclear programs have recommitted to nuclear, and some are growing their programs. As a result, 96 net new reactors are expected by 2021, 63 of which are under construction right now. This is a level of growth we haven't seen since the 1970s, and even more are planned. That's not to say that the industry has not been impacted by the March events in Japan. Most notably, Germany has decided to move away from nuclear and focus on other ways to generate electricity, though we did hear this week that Germany has had to restart several of its shuttered reactors to deal with the cold snap hitting Europe. Japan itself has only three of its reactors currently operating, and their plans for the future are unclear. As a result, there has been some concern that excess Japanese and German inventories could come to market in an irresponsible way. However, in the now 11 months since the event, we have not seen any such treatment of inventories. We have had a few requests for deferrals and have agreed to some of these, and we would not be alone in this regard. As a result, we believe that utilities will continue to work with producers and that any materials will be managed in a coordinated fashion that would minimize impact to the market. Even with these developments, the fact remains that uranium demand has long outpaced supply, and in addition, we expect to see annual growth in global uranium demand of 3% over the next 10 years. This widening gap has been filled thus far with secondary sources like the supply flowing from the HEU agreement. But these sources are finite, and supply from the HEU agreement in particular is coming to an end in 2013, which will remove 24 million pounds annually from the market. It is clear that more uranium supply will be needed, and this at a time when new projects are not easy to bring online. We've also seen several projects being delayed or canceled, and in an industry with long lead times. As a result, we see W as essential to helping fill that supply gap and delivering value to shareholders. So we remain confident in the outlook for the industry and in our own ability to take advantage of these strong fundamentals to successfully grow the company and build value for our shareholders. So with that, we'd be pleased to answer any questions, and I'll turn it back now to the operator.